Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. Thanks so much for spending your Sunday morning here with us, listening to the Sunday edition. Hope everybody had a lovely, safe, warm, and healthy Thanksgiving. And now it's time to look ahead. I guess if we've finished sitting around not doing anything after eating all that turkey. But it is time to look ahead. There's so much that goes on in December. And whenever possible, I like to highlight important events that support very worthy causes. And to that end, I am joined this morning by Angie DeLeo Morelli. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
How'd I do pronouncing your name?
Very good, because a lot of people want to say DeLeo.
Oh, Angie DeLeo?
Yeah.
Nah, we
won't
do
that. But you said
it
right.
Okay, now I forgot how you're supposed to say it. I'll just call you Angie, right? You plant the wrong seed and it grows in the wrong place. But there's a big, it's your annual Toys for Tots Christmas party. And we need to talk about this because it's such a great event for such a worthy cause. How long have you been doing this?
This is my 26th year.
26th year. There aren't a lot of things people do for that many years, including staying married or keeping a job.
Absolutely.
So how did you get started with all of this?
Okay. Well, you know, the United States Marine Corps has two missions, to win battles and make Marines. The United States Marine Corps reservists have a motto, every child deserves a little Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
All this started for me 35 years ago when my son, Jack DeLeo, joined the United States Marine Corps. While he was on active duty, he introduced me to the Marines' dedication to this worthy cause. And as I became more involved buying toys and going down to Broadhead, that was the spot back in the day, in Detroit, I used to help separate toys, boys, girls, ages.
What she means is she separated the toys for boys and toys for girls. She didn't separate the people. Boys stand over here.
Well, you'd be surprised when that went
okay,
on
well,
down
we'll
there.
We'll talk about that later.
I realized that I love parties. I love parties. I'll have a party for any reason. At that point, I realized I could contribute a lot more to the program if I threw a party. So Angie's Toy Chest was created. For many years, we were the largest privately sponsored one-night event in the country due to the generosity of the people who attended every year. Remember, your toy may be the only one a child receives Christmas mm-hmm. morning, so let us not forget why we do this. The goal of this program is to deliver a new toy, a message of hope to a child. Something they will never forget that will assist them in becoming responsible, patriotic citizens, and someday pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
I like to quote a wise man that once said, "No life is worth living unless it contributes to the happiness of a child." It fulfilled a dream of mine and the Marine Corps model. Every child deserves a little Christmas. So I did this for 25 years. My first party, there were 75 people. My last party, there was 1,100. I tried to get out after 20, and the Marines said, "No, you can't do it. No, you can't do it." I go, "Hey, you guys even get out after 20. So I said, "Okay, I'll do it another 5 years." So that's what I did, and I did it for 25 years. And 2018 was my last one, and then, you know, the world blew up, and then I did a survey. People were saying, you know, "We miss your party." And I said, "Do I bring it back?" And I didn't get one no. So here we are. Angie's Toy Chest is back.
Ta-da!
So this year we're at Andiamo Unworn. We have some great entertainment. The Wayback Machine is our band.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Santia. Everybody loves
Dave. Dave Santia.
We have brought back a legendary Detroit singer by the name of Freda Payne. Band of Gold lady.
I was just about to burst into song. You beat me to the punch. Now that you're gone, right? All that's left is a band of gold. Free to play.
Miss Michigan Teed, we're really happy to have her because she's on her way to the Miss America pageant. Miss America Teen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we have dancers, Christmas dancers from her mother's dance studio.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. We have Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
Very important.
And we have dinner, cash bar, silent auction, raffles, all for $65 a person and a new unwrapped toy for a tot. By the way, nobody gets in without a toy. A reserve table of 10 for $5.85, so buy 9, get one free. A cute story was years ago, three gentlemen were eating in a restaurant, and they saw us, and they walked over and said, "What's going on here?" I said, "Toys for Tots party." And they all pulled out a $100 bill and said, "Can we get in?" And I go, "No, we don't take cash." He says, "What do you mean you don't take cash?" I says, "Well, there's a Walmart across the street." So they went over to the Walmart, and I will tell you, they came back with more than $300 worth of toys.
Oh,
so it's just been it's a great party, and it's a great cause, and it is my baby.
Well, who can argue with no child without a Christmas? Every child deserves.
And we went bike shopping last Sunday.
Ooh.
We are known for bikes.
Okay.
Okay. We get a minimum of 200 bikes a year. A minimum from every size, from a tricycle all the way to, I think, 24.
Really?
Yeah. And we had a ball bike shopping. And
that's
my husband,
so
much fun. My late husband used to be my Santa. And we'd have a ball going bike shopping.
When we're looking at Toys for Tots, I think this has grown, the brand has grown to something that so many people know about, love to participate in. Nobody argues with, gee, let's give some kids some toys. Angie's Toy Chest doesn't look at political divisions. We're here, you're here for the kids. And I think, sadly, over the years, many of those messages have gone by the wayside. And we need to remember, this is for the children.
Right.
Toys for Tots. Come with your, buy $65 ticket or get a whole table for $5.85. Or if you are really feeling generous.
Mm-hmm. Sponsorships. Still available. You'll get a table. You'll get your logo up on the screen, your logo in our program book.
I want to know, and maybe our next guests can help us with this, but I look at the logo, the Toys for Tots logo, because we all know that. We know the little bear in his marine outfit with the three little train cars, the Toys for Tots. Does anybody know, do you know, Angie? And if not, I'll ask the guys in a minute. Do you know how long that particular little dude has been with us? Like, does he have a name or anything? Or maybe we should name him. We'll let the guys Google it while you and I continue to talk. They're pulling out their phones right now because we want, I just,
come on,
I'm
Sergeant.
Just getting curious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we know that little bear.
I know it started with a Raggedy Ann doll.
Did it?
Yes. But I don't know when the train and the marine teddy bear was.
Because that's what I'm most familiar with.
Yeah.
So Angie's Toy Chest, are you exclusively devoted to this event of the year, or do you collect and support the Marines or other efforts through the year, or is this we build up and here it is time for Toys for Tots for Christmas?
Well, let's put it this way: for 25 years. When we had at the end of the party, I gave my board of directors the week off.
Okay.
And we would start on the next year's party already.
Gotcha.
So it's my baby.
It is.
It is my baby.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, are there, let's see, we have a website we can go to, www.angiestoychest.org, and that's Angie, A-N-G-I-E. So www.angiestoychest.org. This event is on Thursday, December 7th, so coming up in just a couple of weeks, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., and I think most people around here know where Andiamo of Warren is on 14 Mile in Warren. If not, that's what GPS is for. It just sounds like an amazing evening.
Well, it's
food,
an interesting.
And we get to see Angie.
It's interesting that we're at Andiamo because I did that on purpose. I had my first one at Andiamo.
Oh.
Okay, 30 years ago with the 75 people. And we've grown, and actually we outgrew Andiamo.
Really?
After 10 years. We were there for 10 years. Then we moved to Mirage. And
okay.
We were there for 10 years. And then we went to Palazzo Grande. And then we went to so my 25th was at Penna's on Van Dyke. And so when I called Joe Vicari and I said, Joe, I says, I'm bringing Angie's Toy Chest back. You got December 7th open? And he was really kind of happy that I brought it back.
Of course he was. So it's in the big...
We have the whole hall.
That's... phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's, for those who haven't been there, it's really a remarkable place.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I mean, we go there not just for Angie's Toy Chest, but generically we go because they have great music, great food, really incredible staff there too. He really takes very, very good care of his guests there without question.
He does.
Angie, is there anything before we turn the microphone over to our staff sergeant and our sergeant?
I don't think we sergeant missed anything, do you?
You know what? I do want you to brag a little bit about your medal, because not everybody, well, very few people have that civilian medal from the Marines.
Okay. I don't remember what year it was.
It was some year.
Because I'm getting old. But Colonel Chris Joyce presented me with a regular medal, like the Marines wear. I have that in a shadow box. And then they got me this made so that I could wear it. And it's the Outstanding Volunteer Service Medal for civilians and not given out freely at all.
I'm sure. I've met a lot of people in my life, and you are the very first person I have ever met who, any civilian, I should say, who is wearing a medal on her lapel.
The two Marine retirees that are on my board said they only know of one other person. So, yeah. And other than and you're a new grandma, so other than my children and my grandchildren's stuff, this is really my most prized possession.
Which is understandable. I'm so grateful for the work that you do.
Thank you.
How you take care of the kids in the community and honor those who protect and serve, like the gentlemen who are going to come up.
And
next.
I'll tell you what, we have Marines in dress blues at the party. And let's face it, there is nothing like a Marine in his blues.
It is so true. And I'm not trying to be, as the kids would say, any kind of way, but that is a very special presentation. We made these two guys blush, which is kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, they are blushing.
They are blushing.
Didn't know Marines blushed.
Well, I was going to say their secret is safe with us, but nope, we just put it out for all the world to hear. Oh, Angie, thank you so much.
I can't thank you enough. Thank you. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
And
we will see
every child deserves a little Christmas.
Every child deserves a little Christmas. And many of them are going to get that thanks to the annual Toys for Tots Christmas Party presented by Angie and Angie's Toy Chest. Thursday, December 7th at Andiamo, angiestoychest.org. Thank you.
But I don't do this alone. I have a wonderful board of directors.
I'm sure you do. Thank you to all of them, and thank you to all of you for spending your Sunday morning here with us. Once again, I'm Elisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.